English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur « Apprenez l'anglais » et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. C'est un officier des douanes qui va bientôt à la retraite. Pendant des années, il a vu un homme traverser la frontière à bicyclette, un grand sac derrière lui. Perplexe, il veut percer le mystère du grand sac à l'arrière du vélo. Écoutons leur conversation. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. 2. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Vous allez ensuite répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Vous apprendrez enfin comment utiliser en anglais le present perfect.
Stop, old man. Get down off your bicycle.
Hello again, officer.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
And I've seen you standing at the border, stopping me every time and asking me to get down for years.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Bantuka. I have relatives on the other side of the border.
What is in the big bag today?
I bought some presents for my people, plus some newspapers, some old gloves, old shoes.
Every time I have checked inside the big bag, you carry on your bicycle. Every time, nothing.
And every time, I haven't given you the same answer.
Is that the truth? You're not smuggling anything?
Of course it's the truth. I'm not smuggling anything in my bag.
Come on, old man. I just know you're a smuggler. I'm about to retire. Can you please tell me the whole truth?
You really haven't noticed yet?
No. What have you been smuggling all this time?
Bicycles. They are cheaper in Bantuka. I cross the border with an old bicycle, buy a new one in Bantuka, and ride it back to the big city to sell it there.
Ya Allah! How could I not notice that?
Easy. You only notice the big bag.
Sorry, old man. Now I know your smuggling strategy. Give me the bicycle.
No, I'm sorry, officer. This is my old bicycle.
Vous avez entendu l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. L'énoncé 2 est faux. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? Des cadeaux, des journaux, de vieux habits et de vieilles chaussures. 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? Des bicyclettes. 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Parce qu'elles coûtent moins cher à Bantuka. Écoutez et répétez ces phrases que vous avez entendues dans la conversation.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
I have seen you standing at the border.
I have checked inside the big bag.
I bought some presents.
Ces phrases sont au present perfect. Elles expriment des actions passées qui ont un lien avec le présent. On forme le present perfect en conjuguant l'auxiliaire to have au présent suivi du participe passé du verbe. Voilà d'autres exemples. He has caught the old man. The villagers have sold bicycles. We haven't heard the music. Vous avez suivi la conversation entre l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. Vous avez découvert le mystère du grand sac, ou plutôt celui de la bicyclette. Et vous savez utiliser le present perfect, n'est-ce pas? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site Internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
E-mail.
Vous allez entendre l'expression e-mail, qui signifie electronic mail, courrier électronique. E-mail. Et répétez. Repeat. Email. Une phrase utile quand il s'agit de email. To check the email. Jeter un coup d'œil sur le courrier électronique. Le vérifier. To check. Le regarder. To check the email. To open your email. L'ouvrir. Let's check our email.
Let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago.
Jetons un coup d'œil sur notre courrier électronique. Si vous n'avez pas une adresse électronique chez vous, il est fort possible que vous avez accès à cette boîte aux lettres sur un site comme Yahoo ou Hotmail et que vous allez vérifier votre adresse e-mail régulièrement lorsque vous vous rendez à un cybercafé, à un cybercafé. Have you checked your email? Avez-vous vérifié votre courrier électronique? You have an email from your friend. Vous avez une lettre électronique d'un ami. Écoutez la conversation qui suit dans un bureau.
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Vous avez entendu la façon dont on se dit bonjour le matin dans un bureau. Good morning, Max. Bonjour, Max. How are you today? Comment allez-vous aujourd'hui? Ou bien, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui? Fine, thank you. Bien, merci. And you? Et vous? Et toi? Just fine. Bien. Just fine. C'est littéralement tout simplement bien. Écoutez le reste de la conversation. Listen. Bonjour et bienvenue à Anglais Télé. Welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michel Joseph. Je m'appelle Michel Joseph du service francophone de la Voix d'Amérique.
Bienvenue, Michel aussi.
Merci.
Je suis Daniel.
C'est Daniel Crafton. Il s'est présenté. Oui. He just introduced himself. Hi, Daniel, and thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Michel.
And today we're going to do something special, but for the season. And the season means une certaine époque. Et donc, nous sommes à la saison de Noël.
Noël.
Exactly.
Joyeux Noël.
Merci, Dan. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
You're kind of getting ahead of us, but here we are. We want to welcome you to Christmas words, Christmas expressions that you may have heard in songs, that you may have seen in movies, and you just don't quite know what it all is about, what it's all about. I don't know if I can speak English. I'm so full of Christmas parties.
Well, yeah. No, je dois nous expliquer le mot de Noël pour tous.
Oui, voilà.
Okay.
Donc, we will be hearing and listening to all the different kind of words and expressions you hear for Christmas. Well, I could say that, hey, Dan, did you go to the Christmas party?
Oui. I went to the Christmas party.
Okay, he went to the Christmas party.
I went to the Christmas parties.
Parties.
Yes.
Des fêtes, to party.
Grand fête,
beaucoup de fêtes.
Ici, aujourd'hui.
Beaucoup de fêtes ici à la Voix de l'Amérique, de fêtes de Noël, Christmas parties. So that's one expression they've learned. And during these parties,
We also encounter, okay, I wrote down some words right here on the paper, and we're just going to go through them. So we encounter cheer. A lot of cheer, cheerfulness.
People were dancing and singing and drinking and eating and...
Exactly. So cheer means happiness. What else would it mean?
Friendship.
Too. People are having a good time.
Right.
So they are cheerful. So there's a lot of cheer. Another word that goes along with that is merry.
Oh, they were very merry today.
Yes, and you do hear the expression Merry Christmas.
Right.
Merry Christmas,
right. Merry
Dan.
Merry Christmas. Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël. So you're going to hear that a lot when you live the Christmas experience right here in the States. So we've seen cheer, we've seen merry, and something that often puzzles me, that's why I wrote it down on this paper. If you don't know about this, you are going to wonder, who is that? Do you want to read it for us, Dan?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's a child story, old child story.
Right, so Rudolph is a reindeer.
That the other reindeer didn't like.
Oh, I see.
They didn't like Rudolph at all, because Rudolph was different.
So Rudolph is the reindeer that pulls a sleigh, is that so?
He pulls Santa's sleigh.
Okay, donc, nous avons Rudolph qui est un cerf, le grand cerf avec les grandes cornes. Et c'est ce cerf qui s'appelle Rudolph qui tire le... Comment ça s'appelle d'ailleurs? The sleigh.
It's a sleigh.
Oui, mais en français... C'est un peu comme la traîne, c'est un chariot, voilà, c'est le chariot.
Chariot, yeah, right.
Voilà.
Oh, yeah.
So Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, he has a red nose.
And it lights up.
Oh, it lights up, okay.
Yeah, too.
Fancy lights of Christmas.
And the other reindeers didn't like him because of that. Oh. They thought he was different.
Oh, they thought
they
he was different.
They exiled him.
Oh, they exiled him from Christmas land?
Yeah, but Santa Claus... brought him because that night of Christmas Eve, there was fog and smoke everywhere.
Okay, I'm going to stop that there because he just mentioned the major personality that rides on this sleigh. Le Papa Noël ou le Père Noël, qui, en gros, est l'occupant de ce gros chariot de Noël, the sleigh.
Right.
And so that's Rudolph's job, to carry...
Because that
Santa
night,
Claus.
Right, because that night, none of the other reindeers could go because it was so dark and foggy.
Okay.
Santa Claus thought maybe he wasn't going to be able to do Christmas Noel.
Ah.
So he said to Rudolph, would you please pull my sleigh tonight?
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so Rudolph became the lead. All the other reindeers loved him. He guided the sleigh through the dark and fog.
Okay,
and Santa
let me
Claus
translate
made his
maybe.
Round.
Je okay. vais traduire un tout petit peu
right.
pour vous. Donc ce Rudolph est un...
Because it's an interesting story.
C'est un cerf qui est extraordinaire.
Right.
Et c'est celui qui accomplit la tâche de transporter le Père Noël... ce soir-là, pour délivrer tous les cadeaux, etc., n'est-ce pas?
Mais le nuage était très mauvais.
Ooh, okay, there was a dark cloud.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to the next one. Christmas carols. Les chants de Noël.
Yes.
Les hymnes de Noël. C'est une tradition. It's a strong tradition here in the States. People sing Christmas carols at Christmas time.
In Europe, too.
Yeah, I think
they
everywhere.
Go from house to house.
Right.
And people come out and offer apples and play piano, and the people sing on their door.
Yes, and sometimes
Christmas
they
carols.
Carry candles with
right.
them. And you have older people, younger people, kids. Everybody gets together to sing. Should we try to sing one?
Oh, no, I don't know any words.
Oh, come on.
But we used to do that when I was a kid. Like 20 or 30 of us would go through the neighborhood, knock on doors, and sing Christmas carols just for an apple.
Oh, I know one line, and I think I'm sure you know it. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, How still we see the light. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to...
But I don't have a good voice.
You don't have a good voice.
No.
That's not true, guys. Merry Christmas, Dan.
Okay.
We're coming back to you with new Christmas words.
Yep.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. We are going to talk about Christmas today. Anglais Télé, you can find on Facebook. Je m'appelle Michel Joseph. I'm Michel Joseph. And I have a guest with me.
Je suis Daniel Crafton.
And we're going to talk about Christmas words, Christmas expressions, les mots qui ont attrait à la fête de Noël. Ah, nativity scene.
Ça, c'est pour vous. Explique, Michel.
OK. Il me donne la tâche difficile, the difficult task of explaining the nativity scene. OK. I think people here sometimes forget that Christmas, actually, Christmas, is the celebration of the birth of Christ. So when they say nativity scene, it's the scene where you see the birth of Christ. So you have Joseph, Mary.
The three wise men.
The three wise men, les trois rois mages.
The star.
On voit l'étoile, the star. We see sheep and goats, don't we?
And the baby in the crib.
And the baby in a manger.
Right.
You know, because it's, they actually, there was no space for them at the inn. Il n'y avait pas de place. Donc, ils sont partis dans une étable, je crois, non?
So they had to stay in a barn.
Voilà, in a barn, une étable. Donc, cette scène de nativité, de nativity scene, you have all the major figures and, of course, the baby Christ, Jesus. Okay, so that's one down. Silver bells. I think that goes back to Rudolph and his sleigh.
Right.
So these are bells, and they're made of silver, and we hear them.
And it's also a favorite song.
Oh, that's
sung
true.
By many, many people. Frank right. Sinatra and Tony Bennett and Bing Crosby, and everybody sang it.
Jingle bells. Silver bells.
Everybody sang jingle bells, too,
jingle
but that's a different
bells.
Song.
Okay, but I think our listeners will have heard of jingle bells, right?
Right.
Jingle bells,
jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells. Jingles all. Okay, silver okay. bells. That's a bit different.
I don't know the words to silver bells.
Silver bells,
prettier.
Silver bells, da-da-da.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
So these are the bells attached to... the sleigh of Santa Claus.
Right.
Cloche.
And so when the sleigh arrives in a house, the child will say, Mommy, Daddy, I hear Santa Claus's bells on the roof.
Ooh, donc ce sont
Santa
les
Claus's
petites cloches.
Santa Claus's sleigh is there, you know.
Les petites cloches argentées qui, en fait, disent aux petits enfants que, ah, le Père Noël est arrivé avec son
right.
chariot.
Et arrivé sur le toit.
Yes, on the roofs.
Right.
Okay, so that's it for silver bells. Joy!
To the world.
The Lord is come. Donc ça, c'est, je crois que tout le monde comprend ça, joy, c'est la joie. La joie que tout le monde ressent à cet événement. Joy!
To the world,
the Lord has come.
Right.
Voilà. Ensuite, chimney.
Well, that's what Santa Claus comes down when he's on the roof.
Oh, la chimney.
When the sleigh arrives on the roof, you see.
Oui, voilà.
Then he gets out of his sleigh. And if he hasn't eaten too much for the holidays...
Okay, slow down a bit.
He comes down the chimney.
Hold on, everyone, for our audience.
Right?
Santa Claus, ce Père Noël, gets on the roof. Il arrive sur les toits. And then he goes down the chimney... To deliver his toys. Il descend les cheminées, parce que les maisons ici en Occident, ou là où il fait froid, il y a des cheminées pour qu'on puisse faire de feu.
Right. And by magic, he goes right back up to the chimney and takes off in the sleigh.
And then, after he has delivered the toys après qu'il ait déposé tous les jouets, etc.
Pour les enfants.
Pour les enfants. Oui. He climbs back up the chimney and leaves... By the sleigh. Gets back on his sleigh.
Led
by Rudolph. Il remonte
dans
son chariot.
Yeah, right.
Et bien sûr, c'est Rudolph qui est aux commandes de son chariot. OK, so that's it for the chimney. Voilà pour la cheminée. OK, I think we're going to...
Yeah, we've
seen these before.
And we
Christ,
did that. We did
our
that.
Savior, we've done it. Happy holidays.
Oh, that's good.
That's kind of like Merry Christmas. Oh, but there is one thing to say about Happy Holidays, Dan.
It's more than just Christmas, actually.
Yes, it's kind of regrouping all the end-of-year celebrations. It could be religious celebrations like Hanukkah or Christmas with the birth of Christ for Christians. But sometimes we have, here in America, there's also Kwanzaa, which is an African-American holiday. What else is going on at this time of year?
Well, there's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so actually...
But that's an American holiday.
Yeah, so as soon as Thanksgiving is over, everything else from there on is happy holidays, right?
Including the end of them all and the beginning of the year, New Year's.
Oh, that's true. Happy New Year.
Let's forget New Year.
We forgot about that.
Yeah, right,
okay,
we can't
forget that.
Okay,
so happy holidays includes all the holidays from Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, New Year's.
And people are usually with their families then, and so they're very joyful.
Yes, everyone's joyful, just like here at VOA.
Yeah.
Comme ici à la Voix de l'Amérique, on a eu des fêtes. Il y a des fêtes toutes les semaines, plusieurs fois par semaine d'ailleurs. Il y a des fêtes de Noël ou des fêtes de fin d'année. Voilà. OK, donc voilà pour...
Pour les soirées aussi.
There we are. Il y a des soirées aussi, soirées dansantes.
Oui.
OK. Je ne suis pas en train de porter mon chapeau de Noël. I'm not wearing my Christmas hat.
Oh, and it's so pretty.
Yeah, red and white. Usually it's the uniform of...
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, le Père Noël, qui est
Père
en
Noël.
Rouge.
Or in Europe, in Northern Europe, they call him Kris Kringle.
Kris Kringle?
Kris Kringle.
Ah, OK. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Ah, this is a good one.
Yes.
And our engineer's favorite.
Oh, eggnog.
Yes. Oh,
now,
yes.
Now, eggnog, let's break it down.
It's a holiday drink.
It's a holiday drink, and it's made with egg. And I think nog implies alcohol?
Yeah, there's a little rum in there.
Yes, either rum or whiskey.
Yeah, and it's and sometimes it can be warm, Mr. Engineer, I think it is, and sometimes it could be chilled, but it's a very fresh drink.
Oh, it's delicious. And I think, anyway, it's made with eggs, guys, and lots of cream, and you can add your little touch of rum or whiskey. Eggnog.
Right.
Okay. Oh, let's look at some verbs that are involved in this Christmas time.
That's a good one.
To wrap.
Right.
To wrap. Emballer. Emballer. Vous devinez pourquoi? Do you guess what we are wrapping? What people wrap?
We wrap le cadeau.
Le cadeau. They wrap gifts.
Right.
Yes.
For all their family and friends.
For families and friends, for colleagues. There's also a lot of altruism here. I don't know if you say altruism. L'altruisme. A lot of people give gifts or donate gifts.
Friendship, too. Yeah,
yes.
From friendship and from, altruism, charity.
Yes, there's a lot of gifts for charity at Christmas time.
Right.
Yes. All right, so to wrap, emballer.
To give.
When you
wrap them, then you give them.
Right, so you wrap, il faut emballer d'abord, and then you give, faut donner. All right, to give. So... Hello, and And welcome back to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have a special guest today with
me. Je suis Daniel Crafton.
Daniel Crafton is here with us to talk about Christmas expressions.
Nous expliquons les différentes traditions de Noël aujourd'hui.
Merci, Dan. Oui. We're so happy to have you with us.
Moi aussi,
so,
Michelle.
One of the major items at Christmas time is a Christmas tree. Now, I wonder if people understand what that is, because it's not just any ordinary tree.
It's an evergreen.
It's an evergreen. C'est un sapin.
In a lot of the forests of the world, they grow in the mountains.
Yes, and it's usually a cold weather tree.
Yeah, it's not a hot weather tree.
But what's really nice and special about this Christmas tree, of course, everyone calls it a Christmas tree, it has a peak at the top, which kind of reminds people maybe of the star. Is that why?
A lot of people put the stars on the
top.
And
they put the star at the top. So
right.
This beautiful shape, triangular shape.
Right. And we used to have a star when I was a child.
Yes.
And we had it for years and years, and on the tree, my father would climb up on this little ladder all the way to the top of those branches and put that star up there.
Wow. Now, that star...
You can't put that star on a normal tree.
Right, right. That star is specifically for the Christmas tree.
Right.
All right. Okay, I think we've covered...
We did.
...gifts. We've covered Merry Christmas.
Right. Oh, we didn't go with this.
The turkey.
Ooh, for Thanksgiving and for Christmas.
Exactly. So this is a continuation of holiday food.
Right.
La dinde.
Right, which starts in November.
Right.
And goes all the way to after January.
So do you think turkey, I mean, that's maybe symbolic of any big festivity. Do you think it was a Native American or is it just that the turkey was native to this land and it was the biggest thing, the biggest piece of meat they could...
It is the biggest piece of
right,
meat. Right,
that you can put on a table. I mean, it's huge.
Some turkeys are 20, 30 pounds, you know?
Wow. And, you know, you have to carve that turkey. To carve. Il faut la décortiquer avec un gros couteau.
Avec le gros couteau.
Voilà. Et en général, in general, I think they ask, I'd say, Dan, if Dan is at my house, and Dan is a man, I would say, Dan, will you do me the honors of
carving the turkey tonight?
Exactly. And I think along with turkey, they have this, what is this?
Cranberry sauce.
They have a turkey.
Mashed potatoes. Stuffing.
Stuffing.
Yeah, which is made of a lot of different.
Gravy.
Ooh,
c'est une
gravy.
Sauce. C'est une sauce qui est à la base de jus de la dinde.
If it wouldn't be for all the parties, I'd be hungry.
Right. So there we are. We've already served the meal. We have turkey in the center. We have cranberry sauce.
Right.
La sauce de canneberge.
Right.
We have mashed potatoes, des pommes de terre.
Des pommes de terre.
Hachées. Non, je ne me rappelle plus comment on dit des pommes de terre.
I don't know, pommes de terre.
Ça fait trop longtemps, on ne mange plus comme ça.
OK.
And...
Oh, then don't forget, oubliez pas le vin.
Ah oui, il ne faut pas oublier le vin. He's right.
Nous boussons absolument le vin.
Le vin,
pour la fête.
Absolutely.
Toujours.
I agree. Okay, let's see what else we've got here. Christmas lights.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Now, this is really more of a contemporary part of the decorations of the Christmas tree. Because these are lights, which you have... These are electric lights, right?
Right.
And so you have all kinds. They plug them
different
in.
Different colors.
They actually have synchronicity sometimes.
And they blink.
They blink.
On and off.
And you can leave these lights on the tree for the whole night if you want.
Yeah, for the whole season.
And I think, yes, for the whole
yeah,
season.
Right.
That's a fantastic...
Or on the house sometimes.
Right. In fact, I think Americans love to decorate their whole house. You have the outside.
And their yard and all the evergreen trees.
Everything. I mean, I think their electricity bill must be huge, don't you?
Yeah, but it's only for a month or two.
It's for a month or two or three. Right. Well, I think to wrap it all up, it's all about joy, happiness.
Right. And cheer.
And cheer. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.